Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Cattle futures today were mixed. We had August feeders down 27 at 141.32. September's, though, higher, 67 higher at 142.85. So it was a mixed trade there on the first 2 months. Everything on back was slightly higher. Chart speaking, we haven't gone back to the 50-day moving average. We got within about $3 of it on the September feeders. So the overall bigger picture outlook, I guess, would still be the market's in a downtrend as long as it's below the 50-day. Now, live cattle settled steady to 30 higher in the first 4 months. August, which expired next week, were unchanged at 105.95. The October's closed up 10 cents at 106.92. Now, earlier in the week, we had some 107 trade. That was on Wednesday. Then yesterday, there was actually some 106 trade, which was thought to be bearish, but the cattle futures have actually only rallied since then. We have a on-feed report, which will be released this afternoon at 2 p.m., and early estimates for that are on feed of 105% of last year. Placed in the month of July is 106% of last year, and then the marketed in July is 105%. And again, that report will be out at 2 o'clock.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market was generally weaker today. The Chicago wheat was half to a penny higher. That was the one bright spot. Kansas City was 1 to 1.5 lower. Corn 1 to 3 lower. Soybeans about 2 lower. We had some tropical storm moving into the Gulf of Mexico and into Texas, and that might impact what's going on with some of the grains, specifically cotton. But mid-morning, the cotton futures sold off hard. December down 174 at 68.09. March was down 135 at 67.87. So continue to watch that through the weekend and Monday, see kind of how that was going to result and how much rain everybody got. Then yesterday or overnight, the International Grain Council lowered their world-ending stocks for corn by 1 million metric tons. That was thought to maybe be a little bit bullish. And then here late in the day, we had a Pro Farmer final report. The Pro Farmer corn yield for this year is going to be 167.1 bushels an acre. The USDA was at 169.5, so about 2.4 bushels less than what the USDA projected. And then on the soybeans, they're estimating 48.5 bushels per acre, where the USDA was 49.4. So the Pro Farmer crop tour, which was highly touted this week, was a little bit smaller than what the last USDA report showed in terms of soybean and corn yield.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.